Blog Talk Radio.
I know this love is just a game, and I know we'll play until it rains.
Working, going to some show concerts, the usual, nothing exciting. The only thing exciting is interviewing Lauren today.
Yeah, and with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Lauren Anderson to the show. Hey, Lauren, how are you?
Hi.
Hey, Lauren.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Pretty
Thanks
good.
So
thank
you.
Well.
It's a pleasure. An honor,
thank
Lauren.
You for- Yeah, thank you for taking a little time to do this today.
Absolutely.
So, first off, that song I just played rocks. I mean, it is so good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, that was was our single that we released in April.
Mm-hmm. You know, I love the whole bluesy rock kind of feel of it. It's great.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's my jam. Blues rock. That's definitely home base for me.
Yes. Lauren, this is Craig. You play a lot of blues rock, I saw, with Meg Williams, who we've also had the honor of having on the show earlier this year. Both she, like you, is fantastic. Do you plan on performing more shows with her?
Yeah, we actually have been putting together some duo shows where both of us get to play our own original music, but then, like, you know, I'll sing on hers and she'll sing on mine, and we'll kind of it just gives us a chance to kind of both, like, co-headline and play together and share each other's music and then also share in some of, like, the heavy lifting in terms of booking and promoting the shows too. And so her and I have really been having a lot of fun doing a lot of those shows.
Super.
Yeah.
Hope you continue.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and growing up so close to Memphis like I am, I'm 2 hours from Memphis. So I know all about about the blues. I know all about that stuff. The blues are in my blood.
Yeah, absolutely. There's definitely a lot of blues in Memphis.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask, I ask all my guests this, but just kind of I tell the listeners how you got into the music industry in the first place.
Yeah, so I've always been singing. As long as I can remember, I always knew that I have a love for singing, and I always wanted to be a singer. It wasn't ever really like something I fell into. And so, I sang in the choir growing up, and then got a degree in music, and actually worked in as a music therapist for a while on a pediatric unit, and then decided to kind of hold off on that for a little bit and work on being a full-time musician. So I moved to Nashville, and now I'm doing that. So I guess that's like the shorthand version of how I got where I am today.
Oh, how long have you been in Nashville for, Cody? I mean, not Cody, Lauren, I'm sorry.
I've been in Nashville for about a year and a half now.
Well,
oh, nice.
How have you enjoyed living in Nashville so far? Are things, pricey? What?
I'm originally from Chicago, so compared to Chicago, they're not that bad. I think that there's some neighborhoods that are pretty expensive, but there's definitely plenty of housing and places to go that are definitely fairly priced. So I really like it so far. Nashville's a fun city.
Yes.
So that leads me to my first question. Living in Nashville for a year and a half or whatever, like you said, has there ever been a moment where you're either in the writing room or on stage somewhere and you're like, how is this actually my life right now?
You know what? I don't think there has been. I think that I've just, like I said, when I was a kid, like, you couldn't tell me that I wasn't going to be a singer. You know, like, that was just always something that I knew was going to happen eventually. I think because I always knew I was going to, go after my dream of singing, that, like, I put it off for a while. And then all of a sudden, I'd been working as a therapist for years, and all of a sudden I was like, well, hold on a second. This isn't what my life's supposed to look like. So if anything, this feels normal to me. You know what I mean? This life I'm leading, even though it's an unusual one, it feels like home for me.
Oh, that's good that you have a comfort level with the industry and being on stage.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
And it's the same way for me in radio. I mean, I started radio about 6 years ago. I had no experience in the industry whatsoever. I was flying by the seat of my pants. I'm being honest with you. And 6 years later, I'm doing this show. I think it's seriously what I'm meant to be doing.
Good. I don't feel like everybody gets the opportunity to feel like they're really doing what they should be doing. So I think that's a really special thing.
You know, and I created the show to give independent artists like yourself a voice other than being on stage performing or whatever, you know, just to kind of bare your soul, you know, and we get pretty deep on this podcast. I'm not going to lie to you. We get pretty deep sometimes, and I absolutely love it because that gives the listeners a chance and us a chance to get to know you guys as something other than an artist.
Oh, sorry. Say that one more time. Sorry about that.
That's perfectly fine. I started this podcast we get deep on this podcast. I'm not going to lie to you. The conversation gets pretty deep sometimes, and I love it that way because that allows the listener. Not only the listeners, but me and Craig to get to know you guys as people and not just artists.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think that people continue following, you know, podcasters and bloggers and artists and musicians, like when they get to know them as people, like they're not just looking for art, you know. I mean, I think that.
Right.
Connections is really what it's all about. I agree.
Yes. Lauren, as long as I'm concerned, you know, I think it's the person inside that makes the music more credible, sound much better. To me, if you're not a good person and you're dishonest and it comes out one way or another, I don't care how many hits you have. I won't support you if you're not a good person. So to me, and if also you're yes, and if you have a big heart and you keep trying and you're very good to your fans and you're a down-to-earth, honest person and caring, I won't care if you don't have any hits. You know, as long as you're out there performing and doing all you can and appreciating who you are and with the fans that you have, that's what counts in my book.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
So, I did have some kind of... fun kind of get to know you questions since we're on the topic of getting to know artists as people. I did have some fun kind of get to know you questions if you're okay with it.
Yeah.
Awesome. I always love asking this question, and this is where we get a sort of deep. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
You know what? I think I would want to really start hustling younger. I think when you're young, you kind of are just wanting to have fun, and you know. And I think that I've always been singing, but I think that I would have really started to try to like figure out how to navigate the business younger is the biggest thing that I would want to change.
Oh. Well, when you say hustle, obviously you mean in business. You don't mean like learn to be a better pool player and then like try to be a hustler that way. I think you're talking music-wise.
Oh, that's
well,
funny,
yeah.
Dude.
I'm just kidding.
That's funny, dude.
Yeah.
And I mean, I totally get that. if you've got something that you're really passionate about and that you really want to do, I mean, why wait? That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so kind of on that same topic, what is the best advice you've ever been given, whether it's in your personal life or professional life? What's the best advice you've ever been given?
That's a good question. I think the best one is that, especially if you're in the creative field, there's a rule called 15 seconds of doubt, and that, you know, I mean, it's an overstatement, but, you know, more or less, it feels like every 15 seconds you doubt what you're doing. And it's not quite that often, obviously, but you know, every few days or every month, there's going to be like a serious period of time where you're like, what am I doing? Like, should I be doing this? Am I even good? And I was told this by a songwriter here in Nashville who has been in the business for 30 years. And it just, you know, I think that it's a really good reminder that you're not alone and that it's normal. Because I think it's true. Everybody kind of goes through those periods of time when you're like questioning whether or not you're meant to do, you know, follow this big dream, you know, because it's a hard industry. And every time I get into that moment, I kind of remember those words that this is normal, it's going to pass, and you just got to push through it. So I think that's probably the best piece of advice I've ever gotten.
That is so on point of,
yeah.
What I go through as a podcast host. I mean, I have big dreams. I have big dreams for this podcast, and big dreams for myself as a host. And I love the 15 seconds of doubt. I go through that. I ask myself those questions at least once a month. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think everybody does, and I think it's a good reminder, you know.
I have those thoughts of am I ever gonna make anything of this career? Am I ever gonna be on a red carpet interviewing a major artist, which is my end goal, is to be on like the CMA, a red carpet interviewing a major artist. That's my end goal for this thing, and being at this 6 years like I have been, it seems impossible at times, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Yep. You're not alone.
You know, and another thing that I had questions about a few years ago, the first 2 years of the show, I actually covered another industry the first 2 years of the show, but music's always been my passion. So I'm like you. It took me a couple of years to figure out, you should have been doing this all along in the music industry. So when I switched to covering music, I had so many questions like, would the music community accept me as a new a media person on the scene? Would the listeners accept the show? Would the artists accept the show? I mean, and they have. I'm not going to lie to you. They absolutely have, which is great.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So that leads me to my next question, kind of on that same note. Talking about being a creative person, as a creative, what inspires or motivates you?
I don't know. I mean, I think like most, you know, extreme emotions, you know, be it sadness or anger or happiness, I think hearing different people's stories, you know, creates some inspiration and, you know, I don't know. I think it's creativity is kind of a hard thing to capture because, you know, there's months, you know, that people will go through lots of life experiences and yet they can't seem to, you know, write a new song or whatever they're trying to do. And then there's others where, you know, maybe it's a month and there's nothing going on and yet they're, you know, cranking out songs left and right. So it's kind of a hard thing to like understand. I think you just got to kind of run with it, you know?
You know, this is the best quote I've ever heard about creative people. It goes something like this, and I'm kind of paraphrasing here because I don't remember the exact quote, but it goes, normal people want their scars to heal. A creative people want to stick their thumb in it and make it hurt a little bit more.
Yeah, that's very accurate.
So, another question I had for you is a fairly new question. I hadn't been asking it that long. When everything's said and done with your career, 30, 40, 50 years down the road, whenever that might be, what impact or legacy would you like to have on the music industry?
I don't know. I think that I aim to write songs that are really truthful. And it always means the most to me when I hear people come up to me and say that a song got them through this, this, or that. And so I think on a bigger picture, 30 years from now, I would really like to just do that on a larger scale. You know, I love it when I'm like driving down the road and listening to the radio and a song comes on and it's singing about something that in my head, I'm like, man, I didn't even know anybody else thought that, you know, or felt that way. And all of a sudden you feel a little less alienated, you know? And so like, I would like to do that on a larger scale. I think that's the impact I'd like to leave.
Oh, you mean like with your messages? You mean reach out to more people with what the story that your songs are?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, I want to switch gears here a little bit and talk about what's coming up for you, like in the next, what are you currently working on?
So I released an EP in April, and then so now I'm actually writing right now, and we just got back into the studio and we recorded a couple cover songs and a holiday song, and then I'll probably get back and start working on my next EP here soon. So just continuing to like tour and support all of those releases and just, you know, make connections and kind of see where they take me.
Awesome. So,
do you have any performances in Nashville or other states coming up, Lauren? In October?
Yeah, in October, I'm playing at the Five Spot on the 2nd for $2 Tuesday. That's a fun venue. And then my band's going on a short little tour in Iowa, a couple places in Iowa, and then in Sedalia, Missouri. The second weekend of October. We've got a couple fun shows coming up here.
Oh, well, do you think it's possible that you will be able to make your way up to the Northeast, like New York and New Jersey?
Oh yeah, I hope so. I'm going to go ahead and say yes. I don't have anything on the books right now, but hopefully soon.
Oh, I could give you a list of venues to call if you.
Oh yeah.
Are interested.
I would love that. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
When is your Winter Show at the Five Spot. I may come up for that.
Oh, yeah, that's on October 2nd. And I think that show should start at 8 or 8:30. Yeah.
Awesome. I was at the Five Spot once to see Joe Smith, who is a very, very dear friend of mine, and one of the sweetest people that you'd ever want to meet. But this is for their Sunday Night Soul show. And Jason Eskridge, who does Sunday Night Soul, is one of the coolest dudes ever.
Oh, cool. That sounds fun.
You're going to enjoy it. I mean, it's, I don't know if you've ever played the club before, but it's kind of small. I'm not going to lie to you. It's kind of small, but the vibe is great.
Yeah, very cool.
So, last question I had for you. The last two questions. First is there anything that we haven't covered today that you would have liked to?
I think you've done a pretty good job covering most of everything. I'd say if people want to keep up with me and what I'm doing, the best way probably is to go to my website and sign up for the newsletter. I'll send out a newsletter maybe like once a month, and that website's just laurenandersonmusic.com. I'd say that's probably the best way to do that.
How can someone reach out to you on social media? I'm sorry. How can someone reach out to you on social media, Laura?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and all that. Unfortunately, because my name is so common, I'm not able to have the same URL for everything. But if people type in Lauren Anderson Music or Lauren Anderson Band, they'll be likely to find me. And actually, my website again links to all of my socials. Including like iTunes and Spotify and other streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. So Lauren Anderson Music is definitely a good starting point.
Awesome. Hey, I wanted to make mention of another show that I host every Friday at 4:30. It's typically a country music radio show, but I'm putting the game in rotation on the show for you soon.
Cool. Yeah, very cool.
You know, and that's one of the perks of hosting my own radio show. I can basically play what I want, whether it's country, rock, blues. I can play pretty much everything.
Yeah.
You know, that reminds me of a story. The John Mayer song In the Blood got a lot of airtime on a Sirius X in the highway. And that's basically a pop song. So there you go.
See, yeah, you know, radio hosts, you guys can do whatever you want, right?
Exactly. I'm the host. I'm the producer. I'm a part-time booking manager. I'm basically everything at this point. I wear a lot of hats.
Yeah. Very cool.
Well, thank you so much for doing this. This has been so much fun.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, guys.
Yeah, it's been a blast, Lauren. And I can't wait to see you perform live and meet you in person.
Yeah, please. Please come out to a show and let me know when you're able to make it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and can I just say this real quick? After hearing your music and talking to you for the past 30 minutes or so, you, my friend, are a star.
Oh, you're very sweet. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And And you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime that you want to come back on, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's very kind.
And you know you've got our support 1,000%.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Absolutely. So I think I'm going to let you go and let you get back to your evening, but thank you again for doing this.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks so much for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, I'll talk to you later, Lauren, okay?
Yeah.
Thank
night,
you.
Lauren.
All right, bye, guys. Thanks, you too.
All right, bye. She is such a sweetheart.
Yes, she is.
So, what have we got coming up on the show, Craig?
Well, even though we don't have any shows next week, but October is going to be a pretty great month. October 9th, we have super singer-songwriter Paulina Jane, who's really on the rise. She's being sponsored by Ford Motors right now as a spokesperson.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
That's October 16th, actually. And then October 9th, we're having fantastic duo from Orlando, Florida, Diamond Dixie. They're very classy, flashy. They're wonderful. I met them at the Luke Bryan show, and that's how I helped organize this interview. They're fantastic. And then also we have Kimberly Kelly, who has just released a new EP. We get to speak to her. And then at the end of the month, we have Melissa Miller. So we still have a packed month in November. October.
Yes, we do. I think I'm going to let you go and I'll wrap things up here. And then I'm gonna go eat because I hadn't had supper yet, and I'm hungry.
Well, the dinner bell's calling, Cody. I'm just kidding.
All right, bud. I'll talk to you in a couple weeks, okay?
Talk to you soon. Have a good night, Cody.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Lauren Anderson. Like Craig said, we do not have a show next week. Let's see, next week is the 2nd, but the 9th we have my girls Diamond Dixie with us. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Mark. Thank you and goodbye.